This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI.
We'll get to the week in review momentarily. Reviewing what was a big week here on Jones and Keefe. We're also looking ahead to Game 3, Celtics and Knicks tomorrow. And who better to look ahead to Celtics and Knicks than our next caller? This is Aztec Gino.
All right.
Number one Celtics superfan, it says on my screen. Hello, Aztec Gino.
Oh, yeah, how we doing? Jones and Keefe, thanks for taking my call, guys.
No problem.
No, so listen, I want to thank you guys because when you guys did Keefe Keys, I noticed that you guys did like the 10 celebrity fans and you guys put Aztec Gino number 3.
Of course.
So, you know, thank you for doing that. I also saw you put Balcony Gino and you also did Nate Dogg. And, you know, you guys ticked off a lot of other fans because, you know, there are other super fans too.
Oh, so who do we miss?
Biggest snub.
Yeah, who was the biggest snub in your estimation?
No, yeah. Well, no, don't forget the original Big Five, Aztec Gino, Nate Dogg, Balcony Gino. And then, of course, you have to remember Guy with Green here. And, of course, Mr. Celtics Nation or Bob Marley. Those guys are like the original starting five.
I noticed you snubbed Chicken Hat Guy.
Well, that's Nate Dogg. And I think Jones says he does know Nate Dogg. Yeah, he goes by the name Nate Dogg or Chicken Head Guy.
Chicken Hat Guy. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we all have those names.
All right, my apologies to the guy with green hair. He's good. My bad.
No, but it's all good, guys, because like I
said.
Look
at Peyton Pritchard's face. You know, poor guy.
No, we all do our best to represent Celtics Nation. But the thing is, I want to just say that everyone is panicking with the Celtics being 2 down, guys. Guys, this is now 4 out of 5, right? This series is now the best out of 5.
Nope.
The Celtics,
well,
as you know, is
2.
I understand that. But hold on. The Celtics are the road warriors of the NBA. We have a better road record than home record. I'm telling you, we're going to go down there. We're going to kick their butt. We're going to win the next 2 games. We're going to win game 5, guys. I'm telling you, it's Celtics in 7. Why is everyone panicking? I was talking to Nate Dogg today, Chicken Head Guy. He was like, Gino, what's wrong with everyone? I bleed green. We're going to win. And then he made reference to the 2004 Yankees Red Sox series when we came back, guys.
Right.
I mean,
sure.
Come on, guys.
Aztec, let me ask you a question. Do you have any run-ins with Knicks fans? I was a little concerned the first 2 games of this series. There's just a tremendous amount of Knicks fans.
Bloodbath.
But you know what? Let me ask you guys something. These Knicks fans, they're obnoxious. They provoke us. I mean, they act like they own TD Garden, guys. These guys are bad.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pathetic. I mean, we have the best fans in the NBA. Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, always call out our fan base. You guys know that.
Yeah.
Best fan base in the NBA. Thank goodness we don't stoop to their level. I mean, I have no idea how, you know, I mean, it's bad, guys, to see how they're obnoxious, how they get on at TD Garden. You know, it's an embarrassment.
No.
And our fans... never stoop to their level.
Will you guys travel to MSG, or are you just going to you'll see them back here for game five?
You guys like carpool together?
Yeah, well, it's so funny. I wish we could have gone because we spoke about that, you know, the Celtics super fans, that we need to go there too and represent our team. But, you know, time was so limited, we couldn't make it. But definitely we're planning to be there out, you know, probably outside TD Garden tomorrow to get the fans all together. And again, I mean, this series 4 out of 5. We are excellent Road Warrior team. Why is everyone panicking?
Are you guys all in a group chat? Are you and Green Hair Guy, Chicken Head Guy, Balcony Gino? Are you guys all in a group chat?
Hey, you send memes?
Yeah. We're, in a group chat. And don't forget, you know, the other super fans too, like GRD, Superfan Bree. You know, we have Caveman Causeway. We are close.
Caveman Causeway?
Did you say Mike Giardi is one of you guys?
GRD, Green Rugby. We are close-knit group. We are close-knit group, guys. Remember,
I love the Celtics.
Well, no, here's the thing, guys. The Celtics, we are family. Yeah, we are brotherhood. We are community, guys.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Celtics Nation, right? We all close-knit. And this is why everyone, including the Knicks, are jealous of us.
I agree. Aztec Gino, this is a pleasure. Please call in anytime.
Yeah, can you call in? Call in Monday. We want to hear from you Monday, regardless of what happens in Game 3. Yeah. Call in Monday. We'll talk to you on Monday, all right, Aztec Gino?
Yeah. And listen, next time he does Keith Keys, tell Keith to mention the other super fans too.
Yeah, Keith. Good Lord. I only had 10 spots.
Keith, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
I had to include Donnie Wahlberg.
Caveman Cosway. How do you leave him out?
There he is.
All right, guys. What a pleasure.
Thanks.
Go Celtics.
Hey, thank you, Aztec.
Aztec Gino, great stuff.
All right.
Here legend.
Stay jealous of ourselves.
Let me tell you. I think Christy in the Twitch chat had the...
was her.
Had the line well, I of the, it. The take there is we need to replace Tommy Curran with Aztec Gino every week.
It's an Aztec Gino Tuesday here on Jones and Keefe. He's fired up. He's not worried about it. It's not a best of three series, Jones. It's a best of seven.
No, it's but now it's you got to win 4 out of 5. And why is everybody panicking? But so okay, I like the idea of them all in a group chat together. I do.
Isn't that amazing?
Like that. Yeah.
Those guys.
Yeah, they're renting a party bus down to New York.
It's the same thing. You guys going to the game tonight?
Yes.
Yeah. Just five yeses.
I'll be there.
I'll see you guys there.
Never miss a game.
Well, I'll see you there. You gonna wear the same clothes that you wore to the last game?
Yes.
Yeah,
I'll be there. I go to work like this.
Do you want to go outside the garden ahead of time, sign some autographs, take some photos?
Yes.
I love how he was calling Chicken Hat Guy Nate Dog.
This is why I thought we were getting trolled initially.
He's like, oh yeah, Nate Dog.
I didn't understand who Nate Dog was.
Respect those guys for listening to Keith's Keys, though.
No, shut up.
That's good stuff.
Well, I thought he was about to go in on Balcony Gino. No, he was standing up for the rest of his Celtics fan brethren.
Twitch or on YouTube, Terp put up a photo of Peyton Pritchard somehow surrounded by all of these
just
super
Peyton
fans.
Pritchard evaluating his life.
Both Ginos. Green Hair Guy. I love how that's his name.
Yeah.
Guy with green hair.
Yeah.
He's like...
maybe the
Keith, you forgot Guy with Green Hair.
Not to get yelled at by that guy calling him, but maybe the worst of the group is the Green Hair Guy.
You think that guy is?
Yeah, I think he's up there. Well, me and Chicken Hat Guy, I'm sorry, Nard Dog, what's his name again?
No, Nate Dog.
Nate Dog, I'm sorry.
He can harmonize.
Me and him he still has my hat from the Bruins game.
Yeah, you gave it to him. He didn't still have it. Like,
I didn't
gave
say
it to him.
I didn't say he stole it. I just said he still has it.
He claims he was giving it to a friend. That friend could be Aztec Gino, for all we know.
I didn't even think about that. Mm-hmm. Hadn't even thought that through that far. Okay. Well, should we even review the week anymore at this point?
I think we should, but
we may have a new highlight for the week.
Are we going to maybe do it on the other side? Though?
Yeah, let's slide the week in review. I think that was important to take that call.
I do too.
Let's slide the week in review. We're going to bump up the grab bag. Mike Vrabel's live at 1:30. So stay tuned for all that. We'll get to it next.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.